people still, you know, hate Asians, I think, but...
Hello, welcome to another episode of Another Latino with a Podcast and the Latino with a Podcast. Yeah, I know, it's me. It's me.
Two different names?
Yeah, no, it's just me, the Latino and the Latino. Today I'm with Tony Castro. Tony Castro is an amazing comic, and I just want to say we always talk about this. He's the first person that I talk to, a comic, asking for advice in English. I brought him like a... It's like a little cheese board. You can eat, like, we have a little ASMR. You just crunch on the...
What kind of podcast is this again?
Take something.
I like that I just something found crunchy. Out
yeah.
The name of this podcast.
Just Another now. Latino with a Podcast. It's like...
Another Latino with a
mukbang. Okay, talk. Let me see.
What?
Oh,
can I go closer?
Yeah, no, I want to hear the crunchy.
Okay.
Yeah, I do hear it. So, do you want to tell? I can tell about the story. Do you want to tell about the first time I was like, "Hey, do you think people will understand this?" say that story. Like,
well, I just like that you came up to me because I didn't want to give anybody advice. We were just starting. We were basically I don't know when you started, but
I mean, I was starting in English. That was like maybe my second mic in English.
And did you just like come into town recently when I met you there, or?
No, I did like Coles Bar. I believe Norbar was on Thursdays, and I did Coles Bar on Wednesday.
I mean, were you already in Chicago when I met you?
I was already in Chicago.
How long have you lived in Chicago when I first met you?
Like 2 months.
Okay, yeah, so you just moved to Chicago.
Moved to Chicago, yeah.
And I was the second Mike. Okay, yeah. And I was pretty much brand new, just like you, and... I wasn't going to give anybody advice, but you asked advice on English. I'm like, I think I can kind of.
I know English.
There's one language I kind of know. It's English. And I think you had a joke. It was a good joke, but the punchline, I think you said.
I was asking for, do you think people will understand if I say los narcos?
Yeah. You didn't even say cartel. You just went straight los narcos. And I'm
like, no.
I was like, I don't even know what that means.
I'm like, los narcos, you know, the one that they take the bags of cocaine and they deliver.
And then I'm like, oh, you mean drug dealer. Yeah, just say drug dealer.
I'm like, yeah, I'll use that one. So, yeah, he was the first person I have advice from. And, now, I see you are getting booked in a lot of shows, and that's really cool. How's your booking process? Do you harass producers?
I do everything, as much as I can. So, like, I mean, I would say half the bookings I get are just people that have seen me at mics or shows, or put me on their old shows, and they rebook me, and the other half is just me reaching out to people.
But do you... for me, there's a pretty blurry line between... being persistent and harassing the producers.
Yeah, you got to just not... I feel like most people that aren't extremely autistic.
I know one comic. I'm not going to say names.
Okay.
I'm not going to say names, but I know
that's
one
autistic?
Comic. No, it's not. Yeah,
it's most comics.
Hunter Hitch. No. No.
Shout out to Hunter.
No, okay. Shout out to Hunter. Hunter is amazing. I believe he's going to be in the semifinals or finals of Rose Battle.
I can't believe how good he is, because he started, I just found out that he started around the same time we did.
Yeah, but he's just like, the autism is making him funnier.
The force is strong.
Yeah, the force is strong in that guy. But no, I know one comic that he harassed people, and people give him spots because they're like...
They're tired? Okay, you're going to have to tell me off air.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to be messaging with him anymore, so just give him the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe some people might feel that way for me, but I think most people you can tell if you're being annoying. And then I've talked to, you know, comics that have been doing way longer than us, like, you know, 10 years, 12 years. And they are like, yeah, you know, like once a month I'll reach out to book. But they're talking about
I do once a month.
They're doing like club, they're talking about club bookers. I feel like people like you know how you run a show, like Like, if maybe
Poison
if
day 6th of April,
if somebody messaged you monthly, you might get annoyed because you're busy doing comedy and you know real life, and on top of that, producing. Like, people like at the clubs, like, that's their job.
I do not get annoyed because I was there.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I mean, you say that now. After this, people are going to be in your DMs.
Like. Yeah, no. I do believe he's like, okay, I'm not going to get annoyed because these people are just trying to get some stage time. So I'm trying to not get annoyed. There are some people that I don't know how to respond to. Being a producer is difficult because there are some people that are like, I do want you in the show, mm-hmm. not just yet.
Yeah.
Maybe later on, because I have like a list of people that I want them to hit the show.
I mean, at that point, you could just be honest with them. If it's not somebody you want.
You're not funny, okay? Yeah. You're not funny enough right now.
If it's somebody you think is actually funny, you
can
just
not
say
that. Can you fucking work on your material and then I'll put you on the... yeah, no, I don't know.
Or just tell them in Spanish and then they'll figure it out later.
Me parece que eres una mierda de comedia.
Sí.
Sí, okay.
I'm not... Latino, by the way. He's Latino.
He's like, no, he's Mexican. Look at that.
We got a white looking Latino
look at the jacket. If you see that jacket, what nationality is him?
It's Wu-Tang Clan.
Like Mexicans, it's still appropriation of culture.
Mexican
they do that
on the front, Asian on the back. Jake. Is that what it is? It's like Yakuza almost. There you go. Yeah.
If you see the jacket, if you see him wearing that jacket and just on the street.
He did say mukbang earlier. I'm like, does he know I'm Asian?
Yeah, I'll buy him tamales. That's what Jake said.
In case listeners or viewers don't know,
I love you.
The Philippines got colonized by Spain for like almost 400 years. So even longer than Mexico was colonized. They just didn't teach us Spanish.
I do love the slang for Filipinos, you know, the slurs.
The slur. Filipinos. Yeah, it's...
Because for people from Venezuela, it's Beneco. That's like our slur.
Really?
But we own it. But like, that, no, we own it like the N-word.
Is that a Spanish word, though?
Yeah, but it means like...
But what do racist people that aren't Spanish call you? Do you know?
Venezuelan? I don't know. Even illegal immigrant?
Mexican. They call you Mexican. Racist people call you Mexican, yeah.
No, but Beneco comes like apparently from cheater Venezuelan. Mm-hmm. That is like Venezuelan come mierda, but I don't know. We don't know, but we own the word now. We call ourselves Benecos.
Yeah. I mean, just like the N-word.
But say the slur for Filipino.
I appreciate that you don't want to say it. That's,
no,
that's
I wanna
very
say,
respectful.
No, I do want to say it. I just want you to say
it.
I
just
want to
reveal. It's Flip. It's the dumbest. And then, so I used to have.
You know we have cereal called Flip in Venezuela.
There's a lot of things called Flip. It's like in everybody's like daily language. Like, I can't watch HGTV. Everything's about house flippers. Like,
oh, fucking Filipinos.
I know. There's a show called Masters of Flip, too. One of my strongest jokes used to be about this. And then the first time I did Laugh Factory here in Chicago, and I did the joke, it got a big laugh, but it was the first time I felt like it was the wrong kind of laugh. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was on stage because it was the first time I did it in front of that many
people. They're laughing because they're racist, too.
Yeah,
it was the wrong
laugh. It was like... Like how, I think how Chappelle talked about, like, he wanted to stop doing the Chappelle show because he started getting the wrong kind of laughter from it, from people at his shows.
Yeah,
at his stand-up
were like,
shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're like, you know.
Black people are like that.
Exactly. So it was like the first time I did like a show in front of like 200 plus people. And then just to feel that laughter like and just feel like it was the wrong laughter. I was like, I can't do this joke anymore. And I kept trying to figure out new ways to do it. It was a long, like, 2-3 minute joke almost. And I kept trying to figure out different ways to do it. Because it's like, I don't want to give permission for people to say it, even though it's not a horrible thing to say.
I'll say it.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's like not the worst. But when people find out what it means, they're like, oh, that's pretty bad. Because it's actually an acronym for fucking little island people.
Which is,
that's
like,
what Flip means.
That's my... porn search, usually.
That's your porn search?
Yeah. Fucking little island people. That's usually my porn search.
You're into little people? It's funny, though, because...
I'll have a joke. Not about little people, exactly. Okay. But, okay, I'll tell you the premise. It's like, okay. the longer I spend without having sex, the weirder the sex I watch.
Oh yeah, I've heard this joke. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I told you.
And but I don't. Go ahead, you come on.
Yeah, at the end, I'm not gonna tell the whole joke, but at the end, I just say like. At the beginning, it's like, yeah, con shots and big booty Latinas and shit like that. And then at the end, 6 months without sex, I'm like, let's see what these short people do with that horse. Why not? Like, let's watch it. Maybe there's something here that will arouse me. Cancel. Okay. We got four episodes and we're canceled.
I don't know. I should.
By the horses. The horses are the one that is like, we don't like that joke.
You know Rachel Hall, the comedian?
No.
Oh, she's hilarious. She's a local Chicago comic. I was at the Comedy Bar last. I don't even know if I should say her joke because I don't know if I should say other people's joke. But she had a brand new joke about porn categories. And it was like, I was so she did a Vic Pandiah's show. I don't know if you've seen it, the Monday Night one, where it's like they do, it's like a late night format. So they,
he has
like a showcase of comics. So every time.
Shout out to Vic.
After every comic, he interviews them. And when Rachel came up, she kept saying everything she could do was like she was obviously looking at her phone and saying, oh, that was brand new. That was brand new. So like her whole set was pretty much brand new and it killed. I was so impressed.
It's so amazing when that happened, like the first joke. It's like, I'm going to try and it works. It's
And the fact that she has like the confidence to try it at a comedy bar. I could not try like an entire set of new jokes at a club. I'm not there
for
yet.
That.
I'm
you use like yet. Open mics.
Yeah,
I have like put like sandwich a new joke between good jokes.
That's how you
to
should
see
do it.
How it works.
Yeah.
Okay, I have like a segue to one question. Like,
but before we going back to the flip thing.
Oh yeah.
The funniest thing about that to me, I just realized, flip is probably out of all the Asian slurs, I think it's the least offensive.
How many Asian slurs
There's
do you know?
No.
Okay, say three more.
So the
please
the most. Offensive to me, I think, and the most famous one, I think, is gook, right? Have you heard that one?
No.
So I think it's more towards Koreans, but a lot of people use it towards Chinese.
Okay.
But that slur was made up by the military in the Philippines. So when American soldiers were in the Philippines, they called us gooks.
But what is gooks?
But then, I don't know exactly. You'd have to look it up. I thought it was Vietnamese. They use it for all Asians. I think except for Filipinos. It's crazy because they're
like, that's our word.
Yeah, because there was a Philippine-American war.
The gooks.
After they
like the minions.
Liberated us from Spain.
Sounds like the minions. The gooks. It's like the purple minions. I believe I could call them the gooks.
Yeah, what's crazy, I think it's a slang word in Florida too. Like this rapper made a song called Gook.
I'll look it up and I'll end the episode with that song.
Yeah.
If I can find it. Like, the credits will have that song.
It's kind of like how in Korean, they have the N-word, but it just means you in Korean. So every time they say you in Korean, it sounds like they're saying the N-word. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw something about it.
Yeah, like I think it was like N-G-A or N-I-G-A. Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw Korean can say the N-word. That's what we learn on this podcast. So, yeah.
You can say anything, they get punched in the face. So, I think that's pretty much.
Maybe. Yeah. So the question I have, because I like this to be a little peek on how comics think. Mm-hmm. So I believe I'm going to do this question to all comics I have here. What is your favorite joke and how did you get there? Like, how was the process to be like, oh, this idea is good. I want to make this joke.
Of favorite joke of mine?
Yeah.
So I think I can say this one because I don't really use it a lot anymore because it's been so long since the pandemic. I used to have this closer where I would just talk about how much Asians are getting, you know, attacked and killed and shot and set on fire. It's just this long. Yeah,
stop Asian hate.
Exactly. That's what I called the joke, is stop Asian hate. And it's just this long, like, serious setup. And then I talk about, like, I just want to take this opportunity to thank God that he made me look Mexican. And then, like,
okay, but
it was like the biggest, it was the first time I did a joke where, because I don't like silence yet. I've just started enjoying silence.
Yeah, it's difficult to enjoy silence.
I've just started enjoying. So, like, I like a punchline, like a lot of punchlines. And so it was the first joke I wrote where it was such a long time before Punchline, and it was like the biggest release. And the weirdest thing about that joke is like I thought of it, the whole joke, like I just thought of it and I wrote it down and I performed it as I wrote it, and I only changed one line the whole time.
It's amazing when that happens.
And then it became my closer for a long time.
Why
and,
don't you use it again? Like, because this had happened to me. Like, there's a joke that I just like don't use it for a while, and then after a while you use it again, and you use it in another language, in another perspective, with more experience, and maybe you will find more sentence to change, or you will be more comfortable with that like silence.
Yeah, so, I think it's I just stopped doing it because it was my closer for so long.
Look Mexican.
I do, yeah. But like the, I mean, people still, you know, hate Asians, I think, but but you don't hear about it as much. And so when a lot of times when I start doing that joke, a lot of people might be like, oh, that's kind of dated.
They're hating Venezuelans now.
And, you know, since it was my closer for so long, I just stopped doing it because, you know, you start seeing the same people. And I know, like, most audiences in comedy shows are new. It's not like we get, like, we don't have fans yet. But, like, I kind of got tired of doing it. And it was, you know, starting to feel dated because of the subject. But like I liked it because every time I did that joke, I would say these statistics like about what's been happening to Asians.
Okay.
Like how it rose, Asian hate crime rose 597% in San Francisco in the year after pandemic. And like I, you know, you record your sets. A lot of times I would hear people next to recording like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh my God. And so it's like you tell them the information and then you make them laugh so that they remember the information. Okay. And they don't, it doesn't feel like you're preaching to them.
So we need to bring Asian head again so he can do his joke. That's why you're talking about it, right? We need to bring Asian head.
Not the yes
again
and I'm doing. No.
So he can this do his closer. So we're gonna do a little pause here. This is a little pause, and we're gonna get back to Asian head, okay?
After these
after these messages. And we're back for more Asian head. Yeah, because that's what I'm gonna go with Tony Castro has one joke that I really love. And this is a nice segue because we're talking about being racist. And he says that all, like, superheroes are racist.
Or, yeah, there's a problem with all
superheroes. There's a problem with all superheroes. I'm going to do some.
Okay.
Like Batman.
Oh, you can't do Batman. That's, like, the closer. But
okay, Spider-Man.
So the new Spider-Man is Hispanic and he's taking over Peter Parker. So he's stealing a white man's job. Canceled. So I cancel superheroes.
Okay.
What?
Iron Man.
He made his armor in Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
So he's an alcoholic inside a drone. You don't think he accidentally killed some brown people?
Hulk.
White man turns into a person of color, then he's angrier, scarier, and dumber? That's so racist.
Okay. Wonder Woman.
So she's a Greek superhero they made out of dirt. So they're saying all Greeks are dirty and have no soul.
Yeah, Green Lantern.
Okay, his weakness is yellow. He hates Asians. Okay, let's stop there. I don't want to give the ball away.
I'm Batman.
Batman, I go into this whole 1 minute, 2 minute bit about how Batman is just... Because he dresses in all black and yellow, and he fights people that dress in all black. Like, he's not a superhero, he's a Proud Boy. That's basically the premise.
So, he has that, but I have a little game for us.
Okay.
A little game, but the little game is to grab superpowers... And put like a second, what is the name of when they have like in medications, side effects.
Oh, side effects.
We're going to do side effects. So I'm going to give you some powers and you're going to give me a really shitty side effect that will ruin the superpower.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start. Invisibility.
Invisibility. You're invisible, but only when you close your eyes.
Okay.
So you can't be a pervert. You know?
I got you're invisible, but only if you have a boner. Only then.
I could be invisible so much. I'm old, but I still got it.
You wake up invisible.
It's like, that's it. I'm just horny.
Yeah, but if you're a pervert, at the moment you're not, people will be like, oh, this guy was here all the time.
I get. So when you're done.
When you're done, boom. It's like, hey. Hey.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's good, yeah.
Okay, now, flying.
you can fly, but you still don't, like, you're still a normal person. So if you go too high, you still can't breathe. Or if you go too fast, you still can't breathe. You just, like, pass out while you fly all the time. So you can only fly, like, 3 miles an hour, like, above, like houses.
I have this one for flying. You can fly, but only as a bird. So you have to flap your arms to fly.
That's not too bad.
Dude, imagine just...
You could just train. You just get like the biggest swole arms after a while. I could fly for
I believe
10
it would be really annoying to start flying. Like.
And you go slow. And you go slow. It's just like,
and you're like that on the air, like, wee.
Yeah.
Okay. Electrical, you have like the power of manipulating electrical elements.
Uh-huh.
You can shoot like rays out of,
but you can't touch anything electrical because you short circuit everything.
You can,
so you can't use a computer or a phone. You can't change the channel on TV.
And if you cannot use water, you get electrocuted every time you drink water.
Yeah.
Okay. You're super fast,
but you come super fast.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Another one. That was too easy.
But you have to get new shoes all the time because you keep burning through your shoes.
Your problem is like, oh, the sneakers. Yeah, like, he's gonna run.
Because if you run that fast, it's like tires. You know, they get bald.
You're super fast, but you don't have any stamina. So you're super fast, but like 1 meter, and then you're like,
woo. What is this meter you speak of? This is
okay,
America.
Okay, one couple of foot. I don't know.
One couple of foots?
Foots? I don't know.
What is this?
You use teeth, meter. You're
teeth,
from
tooth?
You're
tooth?
Filipino.
I like when you say you're Filipino. I like when you say Filipino.
You're Filipino. You use meters there?
No.
No?
No. Well, you know, the Philippines actually has two official languages, and one of them is English. America doesn't even have English as an official language.
Yeah, because there are too many.
So they're very so they're very Americanized in the Philippines. So I'm...
But 1 meter. Let's say 1 mile. Yeah. No, 1 mile is too much. Like, let's say like...
Maybe they use metric. I have no idea.
You just can't run that much. Okay. You can stop time.
But you can't move.
I saw this in a tweet. If you stop time, like all time.
Yeah.
The photons that send light to your eyes will also stop, so you basically be blind. There, you're basically, you can stop time, but you will be blind because the photon receptor won't get into your eyes.
So you could move, but you can't see. Yeah.
And you're blind. No,
unless you're in your own quantum field.
Okay.
Because you can stop time. I don't know. I just put quantum in front of
A lot of people just like...
How many of these do you have?
a lot of people were like, they're talking about fixes? No. Talk about teletransportation.
But you don't know where you're teleporting. Like, you just know the general area. So like, oh, I want to teleport to Hawaii. And then you just like fall into the sea or something.
Okay, you can teleport, but you cannot control your the power. So you randomly...
Oh, randomly teleport.
Yeah.
See? See, yours are funnier because you thought of them before.
No, I just wrote this. Okay, all right. I thought about this one.
Okay, last one.
Reading minds.
But you can only you could read minds, but only when the thoughts are about you. They're thinking about you,
but thinking badly about you.
Yeah.
Only when they're like, that guy sucks, and you're like.
Yeah.
In a comedy show, you start hearing all people like, that guy is really bad.
That would bomb.
You're like, okay. People just giving you the bump, like, hey, nice set. And this guy is really bad.
never booking this guy again.
That would be so sad. but you hear like people like, oh, yeah, nice set. And inside you just hear people like, this is the worst that I've seen.
I really hate this joke that you just did about Venezuelans.
This guy's so racist. Okay, and the other one I have, let's see if we, I have an idea of superpowers, but they're so useless. But I at some point I want to make sketches about it. There's like there were superpowers, and there's this guy that he can uncook food.
So make them raw?
Yeah.
So he's a sushi chef, basically.
No, but he can like take something that is like done and uncook it.
Well,
it will be useful in some moments.
Yeah, if you overcook something or.
But he cannot control it.
I think that's the premise for most years. You just can't control the power.
Yeah,
he can't control when you teleport.
Because I just imagine this guy like working in an office, just grabbing his lunch, and then he uncook it, and he's like,
"Damn it,
not again." The chicken is just rice. Like
he can only eat sushi because he. He gets so hungry, he's like, it's uncooked again.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving, he's like, are we going to invite this guy? Like, no, please. No, no.
Only if we burn
it. It was 8 hours to make this turkey. Don't invite that guy, please. And I have another that he can send heat through his hands, but just to toast bread.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But just like sandwich bread. He cannot do a panini.
You can't do a panini press.
No,
he can't do a cubano. Like.
No, he just grabs like sandwich press and he's like, there you go. That's my power.
Like, is that white or wheat? No, I can't. Is that brioche? I can't do brioche. No. I can't do brioche.
I can do just seven cereals. Maybe it will be slightly toasted. And I have this another conversation. How are you with underwear? Are you, you're an underwear fan? Do you have a lot of underwear?
I wear underwear, yeah.
You wear underwear?
Yeah, boxer briefs.
Because recently I have one that got like a hole. And as soon as they have one hole, I just throw it away.
Yeah.
What is your policy about? How long?
So before what I have trouble getting rid of stuff. So I'll just buy new underwear, but I'll still have the holy underwear. So I just recently got rid of all my, because I'm like, I think it's just the immigrant mentality your parents like just ingrained in you. He's like, don't throw it away, you know, we might need it later on. Not even just sentimental, like, what if we run out of it? You might need it later. Or like we do this thing where if we have relatives in the Philippines, you send this thing called a balikbayang box back to them, and all it is old clothes and food, like preserved food that you can send to them. And like, so we never get rid of our stuff.
How many did you throw that had holes?
I mean,
34. And like, shit.
I don't count my underwear. I don't know.
because
I get more holy socks than holy underwear.
I don't have too much holes on socks.
Well, I got big feet. You know, so.
You know what they say about people with big feet?
They have average penises.
Okay, what? Okay. We both say like two random stuff. No, but this is my problem now. One person do me, because this person give me really nice underwear. Like, you know.
One person do you? What, knew you?
Doom me. Like,
oh, she doomed you. Okay.
Yeah, because she gave
thought
me.
Thought she fucked you. Or did
yes,
she fuck you?
No.
Okay.
But she gave me really, really, really nice underwear. Really nice.
And you didn't
fabric.
Fuck her? Somebody's buying you. A woman is buying you underwear and you're not fucking her?
No.
Is it your mom?
Yes. No. No. And we're not friends anymore. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe because I didn't. Okay.
We're not friends, or you the person you're fucking?
No, the person I not did fucking. Not fuck. Okay. But.
Say her name right now on the camera. Okay, no.
I'll say it and then I'll leave it.
Yeah.
Okay. But she gave me really, really nice underwear. And now I feel the need to have like the same.
Quality. Oh, now you know what's. You know
what
you're missing.
What is a really nice. Yeah. Are you on that level?
I just recently, because, you know, underwear technology gets better.
Underwear, AI on underwear.
There's this, I think it's Reebok. I got some Reebok lately, where not only is it mesh, so it breathes better, but like they have like a separate sack for your sack. You know what I mean?
A separate no.
It's like they made a different area so it holds your sack better. I'm like, this is fucking comfortable.
But those were expensive.
No.
No?
I mean, you can get them TJ Maxx. Marshalls.
No, I believe these were like expensive because the fabric is super good.
See, that's probably why I don't want to get some of those.
Because and my problem is like now I want all my underwear to be like that, but I cannot spend like $17 on.
And then you got to figure out when do you wear it? Like, is this a special occasion underwear? Yeah, yeah. Or just when you want to be the most comfortable?
And like if like. I use it for like really nice comedy shows and like want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
And if I do really good, maybe I'll go home
with by the myself. Person that bought you the underwear.
No, I'll go home by myself, and then I'll be here like I undress and I see the boxers and I'm like, I'm so jealous.
It's really Jake that got you the underwear. It's like, I get it. Okay, all right. He's not gonna fuck me. Damn.
Yeah, Jake. Thank you for the underwear, Jake. It was really, yeah. But yeah, I have like that problem with underwear. I want to make a joke about it because usually like men are the ones that they have holes in the underwear, and this like this is underwear for the house.
I think the funny part of that situation is that a woman is buying you underwear that you're not romantically involved with.
No, not. And we were like besties, and.
I don't buy my friends' underwear.
I do.
Then I'm not your friend because you have. Oh,
this is for
sponsored by
Hannes. Hannes. They sponsor us, but Hannes. It will be.
Yes.
Now I just feel bad. I just need to give you some underwear. I just grabbed from mine. I'm like, yeah, I bought this for you. Here you go. Now I. But and I changed. I used to use the boxers, the long one that like
yeah. And just boxers.
And
yeah.
I started using boxers, like the tight ones on like
boxer briefs are the tight ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I use.
The Taiwan ones.
It's like the best of the both worlds, I think.
Yeah, and I don't know. We're gonna talk about like these for like 50 more minutes about boxers.
I don't think you have the space.
No, we do have we have like 5 more minutes at least.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to end it with, I don't know, I wanted to talk a lot of, I wrote everything I wanted to talk about, and I put a lot of superpowers.
Yeah, you did, you put a lot of superpowers.
Because you have a joke about that, and I was like, this is your moment to tell also, like, heroes that they're racist. I recently saw, but I believe Marvel, DC, they're like kind of dying.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten oversaturated. And
I believe what is coming is like sci fiction books like Dune.
I mean, I love like sci-fi.
Avatar, they're doing a sci-fi like Dune. I saw Dune 2, and I like the first one better. I don't know why.
The first one or the one from the 70s better? First one?
No, the first part of this one. But okay. Because I believe it was, they took their time to explain all the characters in the universe. The second I felt. They rush it a little. I understand why, but I felt they rush it a little. But now every time I see I've been seeing like tweets about the Marvel movies, and now every time I see a movie, I just think about the regular people in the movies. Like when Hulk grabs a car and throws it, and like
that's somebody's guy's car. Yeah,
the owner of that car is not happy.
Yeah,
the tweet I saw is like when Hulk grabs your car, throws it at the enemy, and miss, and you're like.
Yeah, and nothing happens to them. At the end, he's just eating shawarma. Like, yep, I did it.
He just
saved the world.
The insurance like, what do you mean, Hulk? Throw your car. He's like,
we no longer cover acts of superhumans.
we don't cover Hulk throwing your car. It's like, yeah, but it just happened. They just increase your insurance policy.
Your premium, superhuman premium.
Superhuman premium. And I hate insurance because I believe they will do everything to not pay you.
Yeah.
Like, I have one... Okay, this is going to get sad. I'm not going to say this. But I have, like, one person that... he's like, I don't want to say... Okay, I'll say it. I have one person that he have to go through a surgery. And his wife. And the machine they use for the X-rays and the scan, it was, like, a modern, like, 2023, 2024 one. And insurance was like, oh, we don't have that matching on our system, so we're not going to pay.
Oh, that's messed up.
So I believe Hulk wouldn't make it to the cut. Hulk. Yeah. I don't mind Hulk. But yeah, this is a way to end the episode. Sad. Sad and hating the... hating the insurance companies.
Let's not end it sad.
You got like two more minutes. You can bring it back. I can't... No, you know they say that I look like the guy on Saw? The old guy the Jigsaw guy.
Oh.
They say I look like him. If insurance like cross me out, I'll start being I'll do that. I'll start to, because he does that to a guy.
Pretty much
insurance.
The minute you have something happen to you, you're gonna do it because insurance is gonna fuck you up no matter what.
Yeah. So yeah, watch out, insurance company. I'll go after you. And yeah, that's it. That's the episode. Thank you so much.